Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2324, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. Now, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short so we can get right to today's question and start optimizing your life. Today's question came via email. Chris writes, "Thank you for all the great podcasts and additional information through email. There's always something to learn. My question is this. I have a sweet tooth, but try to avoid sugar as much as possible since I am pre-diabetic. I moved away from diet sodas in favor of iced tea a couple years ago. I do like to add sweeteners such as Sweet and Low, but worry that too much of those can be harmful as well. Are there any natural sweeteners that are safer but won't tip the hemoglobin A1C scale? I came across brands that says their product has 0 calories as well. As always, thank you, Dr. Neil, for all the great information." Thank you for taking the time to send in your question, Chris, and for your kind words. I'm so glad that you find the podcast and our OLD network so helpful. Now, in my opinion, it is a good idea to reduce our intakes of some of these zero-calorie or low-calorie artificial sweeteners. One of the reasons is that many of these are often assumed to be safe when they hit the U.S. market, only to find that later on, as more studies are published, they may not be. Chris, you mentioned Sweet and Low. Sweet and Low is made up of saccharin. Saccharin is one of the oldest known artificial sweeteners. It was discovered accidentally in a lab at Johns Hopkins University back in the 1800s. Now, for a time, Sweet and Low made the list of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services potentially cancer-causing substances, but recently it has been removed from this list based on newer published research. So Sweet and Low is kind of the exception, where it was assumed to be safe, then it wasn't, and now it's safe again. But I'll talk about some other artificial sweeteners at the end, where the research coming out isn't so great. But let's get back to your question. And in fact, let's talk about blood sugar specifically, and which sweeteners may help lower these levels. Chris, you mentioned a blood test called hemoglobin A1C. Hemoglobin A1C is a blood test that measures longer-term blood sugar levels. Let me explain. Our blood sugar levels are constantly going up and down throughout the day. In otherwise healthy individuals, our blood sugar levels will stay within what's considered a healthy range. This range is between 70 and 99. But lots of things make our blood sugar go up beyond this range, and this is very normal. Like when we eat something, our blood sugar should go up above this normal range. That's fine. So if we happen to go in for a blood test that looks at our blood sugar levels and we do this right after we eat, our levels are going to look way above normal. They're going to look abnormal. It'll seem like we have diabetes. So there's another test that doctors can use that looks at our average blood sugar levels over the past 3 months. That blood test is the one we called hemoglobin A1C. Now, there are certain foods that contain sweeteners that taste like sugar, but don't actually raise blood sugar levels. And because they don't raise blood sugar levels, they shouldn't affect that hemoglobin A1C level either. In fact, going back to Sweet 'n Low, studies have found that Sweet 'n Low tastes 200 to 700 times sweeter than good old-fashioned table sugar. But the body processes these artificial sweeteners differently than table sugar. So even though they may taste sweet, they don't raise our blood sugar levels. Because they don't raise blood sugar levels, they won't raise our hemoglobin A1C levels either. Now, what about the effects of consuming these products on body weight? Because what we know is, if body weight starts to increase, blood sugar levels will also start to increase. And if blood sugar levels start to increase and they stay high over time, hemoglobin A1C levels will start to increase. Now, these artificial sweeteners usually contain no calories. No calories means that folks should be able to consume as much of these as they want and not gain any weight. After all, body weight is all about calories in versus calories out. But there were some studies that found that relying on these artificial sweeteners did in fact lead to weight gain. But after more studies were conducted, it was found to be a false alarm. So, where does that leave us? In 2018, the American Heart Association and the American Diabetes Association came together to provide some general recommendations about the use of these artificial sweeteners. Here are some of the things they said. First, it's not recommended that children consume these artificial sweeteners. For adults, drinks flavored with artificial sweeteners may be a helpful but temporary replacement strategy to reduce intake of sugar-sweetened beverages, like regular sodas and sugar-sweetened iced teas. They also agree that plain, carbonated, or unsweetened flavored waters are a better option than adding these artificial sweeteners to our drinks. They caution that for any noticeable changes to blood sugar or body weight, it is important to monitor calorie intake from other foods and beverages too. They go on to say that an overall healthy diet is important and that more research on the effects of these zero-calorie beverages and sweeteners are needed. Now, I should mention that based on your question, Chris, I focused much of my attention on Sweet 'n Low specifically, but some artificial sweeteners may not be as safe to use. For example, I've mentioned before how the research on Splenda and its effects on the body aren't looking all that great. So when it comes to other more healthful natural sweeteners, it's hard to say. I really can't recommend one until more studies are performed. And again, that's because in the US, most of these sweeteners are considered safe until proven otherwise. And that proven otherwise takes some time. Researchers have to do many, many studies before any conclusions can be made. So, I'll end with a quote from the Harvard School of Public Health, because they possibly said it best. Quote, "For habitual consumers of sugar-sweetened beverages, artificially sweetened beverages can be used as a temporary replacement, although the best choices would be water and unsweetened coffee or tea." End quote. Meaning, if we can, to be on the safe side, skip the diet drinks, the artificial sweeteners, and just go with plain water or unsweetened coffee or tea. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again so much for taking the time to send in your question, Chris. And again, thank you for your kind words. Now, if you want to submit a question to be answered right here on the show, you can email it to health@oldpodcast.com. You can also call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Or you can submit your audio question on the web at oldpodcast.com/ask. You can even listen back to your question and do retakes before sending it in. Again, that's oldpodcast.com/ask. But that'll do it for another Q&A of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.